Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to my show. I would like to say this is going to be a magnificent event of us getting together as sisters manifesting. We are going to bring a sisters manifesting. We're going to bring a wonderful circle of sisters and women of all walks of life, and we're going to show you how to manifest. Say what you want, mean what you want, and put it out there. We're going to give you the tools. So, and also, if you have anything that you want to manifest, and that means to bring forth and come into your life, whether it's money, health, finance, a dream, a purpose, and all of these wonderful, juicy things that you want to see in your life, this is what we do. We're going to bring it to you live, straight, and forward. We want you to understand that anything that you want, you have the capability of making. So let me introduce myself. I am your favorite food alchemist. I've been around for quite some time. I would like to take you on a journey of healing your body with what I like called alchemy, from body, mind, and soul. That means taking your DNA and RNA codes and reversing them. So if you have an health issue, there's little codes in your body and the little strands that they tell you that are re-unaligned and untwisted or not straightened, as we say. We align them back into the body. Can you feel it? Back into the body. That's what we do. We put a plethora of information by using oils, herbs, affirmations, things that are positive to bring back into that body and stand you on ground. So without further ado, I have my wonderful guest, Amber. I have Alicia. She's going to talk about all plethora of things. I have Chef Naomi. I have Heidi. I have a lot of plethora of women that are going to come back and tell you some things that you can manifest. What your belief is, if you're Christian or pagan or Muslim or whatever, these are tools that you're going to be able to use. This is a non-prejudicial, judgmental show. So no matter what it is, let's come together as sisters and manifest our dreams together. Are you ready to take the plunge with me? Are you ready? Can you see it? Can you feel it? So I am ready to begin my journey. So I want to give my guests a chance to introduce themselves and give you just a little plethora of information of where they come from. Okay, so there's going to be some people glipping in and glipping out. And you can watch this live on YouTube TV as we speak. And what you need to do is go to Food Alchemy Network on YouTube and look under Food Alchemist, and there it is. And you also, because this is being recorded, this also will be put on Roku and True Psychic Network, and I will let you know the update. So if you don't have my website, www.chefsessoodalchemist.com. That is Chef Sessy Food Alchemist.com. Go to that website. Or you can find me on Facebook under Food Alchemist. And I am the one with the machete. I have this red machete because I'm ready to take on the world and cut the mess down to pieces and disappear. So you can put that information. So that's where you'll find the plethora of information where you can see it on Roku and True Psychic Network. So are you ready to begin, ladies and gentlemen? I am. We're going to bring in our first caller, and that is 954. Let's go. Are you ready? Hello. How are you, love? Amber, you have been unmuted.
Oh, hi. How are you? I'm sorry. I didn't recognize my number. Hello. How are you? I feel so excited to be on this program with you today.
Hold on. Tell our audience a little bit about you, because I'm getting a little backup echo, so I'm trying to control that so it's not on the video.
Okay. Well, the my story is that I am a storyteller from a long line of storytellers. In my family, my father, my grandfather, many of my family members were storytellers. And what I've learned about storytelling is that you can retell your story. You can tell a new story. You don't have to be stuck in a story that you were given or that someone told you that you are. You can now take charge of that, which is exactly what your program is about, because we live our stories. And sometimes we were pre-programmed by our, you know, family members who thought they were doing the best for us, but they were actually limiting us. And now as we come into consciousness and realize, oh, no, I can now tell my new story. So that's what I'm about, storytelling and how it works for you.
That was wonderful. And where are you calling us from? Tell us what great state are you in right now.
I'm in California. I'm in Orange County, California, right near the Pacific Ocean. Really beautiful place here that I live.
Awesome. Love it, love it, love it. So what is your idea on manifesting? Give us an idea of how manifesting goes for you.
Well, I've actually manifested some really wonderful events in my life. And the way I did it was I was a daydreamer from the time I was a little girl. And they often said to me, you're just a daydreamer. Get real. Pay attention. But what I've come to realize is that everything we really want, everything around us, the clothes we're wearing, the house we live in, anything that we own, look at it, it originally was somebody's dream. It was a daydream. So I've learned the power of dreaming, and what I teach people is how to daydream and then take that right into the night when you go to sleep. You can take that right into your unconscious by what they call lucid dreaming. So you go to sleep telling yourself or describing a dream to yourself, and then in the night that dream will continue, and next thing you know, it manifests in your life.
Awesome. That is so great. So Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's fun and easy. We often make life so hard when it's really full of play and fun and adventure. But somebody sold us on the idea that it had to be hard and painful and miserable and, you know, ain't it awful and poor little me. But there's a whole new mindset afoot right now, and you're part of that, that we can actually live a new story. We can tell our new story.
Right. This is so true. Okay. So we have the other caller, Alicia. Come on live, baby girl. How are you?
Good. How are you? All of you, actually.
So I want you to tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I was actually born and raised in Newark, New Jersey, currently residing in Parlin, New Jersey. I am clairvoyant. Okay, I can see things that's happening now. I can see things that's going to happen in the future. I have the gift of dreams. I have the gift of making things happen in your lives, actually, making things manifest in your lives. With this gift from my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and so on, my ancestors, my American Indian ancestors, actually, I inherited this gift from them. So, you know, I do agree with, your name is Amber, right, Amber?
Yes, my name is Amber.
Uh-huh. So, you know, the whole dream thing, you can make things manifest in your life. I mean, I'm one who actually have dreams that actually come true, you know. So, you know, you can actually, you know, bring things into your dreams. You can also visit people if you would like to, their dreams. So a lot of what she said is actually true. So that's basically who I am.
So for you guys that don't know that, who she really is, this is my baby cousin. And we got connected, I want to say, around about November. And just I was searching for my grandmother's side, which you were talking about, the Native American side. And I was like, okay, and we got connected and we found out we have a lot of similar. So I'm learning a lot of women in our family that are women are born and gifted. So she's clairvoyant. She's able to pull things out of dream and make things happen. That is a gift that is evidently handed down through what we call medicine women in our family. They see things and know things and just have the gift, which I am very blessed to have. And we got together and just started talking and just made a great connection. Like, okay, this is good to have family when you're searching. So this is one of my manifestations. I wanted to have a connection. And I said to myself, I want to someone that is, you know, somewhere connected to my grandmother. And I need that family information. All I knew is that you were Native American, but how many African Americans say they're Native American and have some kind of blood? My cousin showed me, yeah. So I'm going to ask you, you know, the tribe that we belong to and about our gifts and how it's inherited. I just thought I was a weird kid, a weird adult. You know, just out there. I knew I was enlightened and special, but it helps to know that my cousin, my bloodline is not too far, and it comes from my ancestors handed down. So that was wonderful. So I thank you for coming into my life and being part of my journey, because so that's one way of manifesting things, saying what you want and speaking it out. I'm just good at doing that. Like, you guys don't know, I travel a lot. And people ask, like, how do you travel a lot with two kids? And I've been traveling with my baby since my son, I want to say, about six. And we've lived in so many states, all the way to Hawaii. We've been to Rome. I manifest what I want. I say exactly what I wanted, like the house. I wanted to ask my son, what do you want? I let him choose the state. And I said, this is what do you want? And he said, what do you mean? I said, where do you want to live? He said, Arizona. And my face just dropped, but this is my baby. He gave me good reason why he wanted to live in Arizona. And that was to go to ASU. I said, what did he want? And he said, I wanted to be on a bus route that was an orbit bus route. Did you hear that? Orbit bus route. He was very specific as exactly what he wanted. Orbit bus route. He wanted to be near his school where he didn't have to really catch a whole bunch of buses. He wanted to be able to go downtown. He wanted to be able to get into Scottsdale and get back. He wanted to be able to make friends. He wanted to be in a community. He said he wanted to be in a certain area in Arizona. Guess what? Checklist. We're exactly where he wants to be. We're exactly on the orbit mount. We were exactly two blocks up the street from his high school. We were exactly where he can get on the bus and go downtown in Tempe and go to Scottsdale. He told me what he wanted, and I made it happen. It's like seeing it, believing it. Now, I had this apartment before I even got here. And that is about saying what you want. I knew, and I was struggling, you know, not struggling, just not seeing the way of what I wanted. And I said, okay, this is what he wants. I'm going to put it out there. And I made phone calls. And I said, okay, spirit, what do I need to do? And I talked to my higher conscious self. How do we make this happen? Now, was I on the phone? Yes. Did it just walk in the door? No. I put some work into what I wanted. And I looked around, and I made phone calls. And matter of fact, got three, do you hear me? Three offers for three different apartments before I even in another state without people seeing me, screening me, just doing applications through the phone, through the internet, through the fact of just faxing information and through the mail. Who actually sends money orders through the mail nowadays? Who actually takes payment like that? That was something unheard of. Of you buying a place without seeing it. And I just happened to be lucky that a friend of mine came and looked at the apartment and actually told me exactly what kind of area I wanted. It had a pool, you know, it was up the street from a gym. It's close to being, you know, where teenagers can hang out. Everything that we wanted in our wish list down the check line. It was like check, 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 check. And to give you even closer, I jumped in my car. Me and my son, and we drove cross country to Arizona from Pennsylvania, stopped in Florida, and came here. And we arrived at the worst storm there was, where they closed I-10 down. and it was funny. They pulled a 510 down, but we made it where we were supposed to. And my son was able to start school the next day. We were able to move in our apartment a week earlier because I got here a week earlier. Kenny felt how excited I was. I believed that this was going to happen and nothing was going to stop me. That's about manifesting. You know, that's what I did to get in this place that I am at, where I wanted to be for my child. So even if your child has a dream, we're able to manifest those dreams for them. Then they want to get in a certain college, we actually help them manifest that by preparing them for the SAT, putting them with the right people, meaning education-wise, and actually putting them in volunteer and community activities so that they can be involved in. I mean, this is a lot of things that you can do when you're manifesting for other people. So there's all other tools that you can use. So, Amber, give me an example of something that you've manifested.
Well, how about a husband?
Okay.
I just manifested my husband. I'd been alone for a while. My first husband passed away. And I knew I was meant to be a wife. I knew that I'm a born sweetheart. I had a happy, happy marriage. And I knew I wanted to be married again. So what I did is I knew that when you look for something, you kind of chase it away. You know what I'm saying? You need to radiate and attract it. So at night when I would go to sleep, I would tell myself a little love story about, you know, kind of like a little fantasy, like a little movie that I would start at night when I would go to sleep. And then during the night, I would, you know, I'd continue the dream, this dream of meeting the, you know, this wonderful person who was athletic and who, you know, all these different things. And so for several years, every night I would go to sleep telling myself a little love story. Then 2 years ago, when I was up on Facebook, there was a man who came on and noticed something some comment that I made, and then we began a friendship. And the next thing I know, the friendship grew, and we became sweethearts. Then he asked me to marry him, and so he came in November of 2014, and we got married. And now he's getting his act together because he lives on the other side of the planet, over in England, and getting all his, you know, paperwork and everything done so he can come and live here forever with me in the USA. Now, that is the biggest manifestation I've ever done. And again, I didn't put a lot of attachment on it. I just went into the dream, the lucid dreaming, and just imagined. Well, guess what? He's all the things, all these different imaginary scenarios that I came up, he's all of them. He's a skydiver, a scuba diver, a five-star chef. I mean, the man is absolutely incredible. He has highest integrity, highest morals. He's a philanthropist. He's involved in community service. He loves animals. I mean, he is everything I ever dreamed of in all my life. And here I've manifested this wonderful husband. I was just on the phone with him a few minutes before this call started. So how's that for manifestation?
That's amazing. That's amazing. So,
yeah, a lot of people worry about relationships. You know, they don't understand relationship. But I can tell you the secret. The secret is you have to be yourself. And I told him that. I said, if we're a match, it's already accomplished. So we just have to find out if we're a match. And as we discovered that, we realized we're a perfect match. The universe brought us together. Oh, I mean, he's half a world away, and yet we're on the phone every day talking to each other, laughing and kidding and sharing adventures. And so, I mean, something that looks absolutely impossible. One of his friends is what they call an odds maker. You know, he's an actuary, I think, for some insurance company. He said the chances of you two meeting is 1 billion to 1, at least 1 billion to 1 chances. And here it is. So how good is that for manifesting?
Wonderful. Now, Alicia, tell me about some things that you've manifested. Give me an example of how you went about it.
Are you able to hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So my current job, I work in the medical insurance industry. Straight out of medical school,
I had gotten hired as a temp for the company. I actually had always dreamed of actually becoming permanent at the job. So what I would do is I would light a white candle and I would just put down everything that I wanted to come true. Shortly after that, I had gotten called for an interview, and the interview was only 2 seconds. They actually hired me, you know, instantly because of the work that I performed prior to actually getting hired. And within a job, I was like the top person. Well, I'm still the top person there. And my next step is actually trying to become the director of the company. And that's one of the things I'm trying to manifest in my life currently. But we'll see, because I'm actually trying to move to Georgia. So we'll see if that manifestation happens in that state. So that's one of the things I'm currently working on. But my current job is something that I did manifest in my life. So
okay. I want to say one thing for you, because take out the word trying. You don't try anything. When you're trying, you're not there. When you just do it, you do it. Just like your job. You just do it and you do it. So,
right. So I say trying is, I'm not really sure if I want to go back into the medical industry,
okay,
if I want to open up my own business. So
okay,
by word trying.
Okay, I got that. I do have one more caller. I do have another caller. Her name is hello.
Hello.
Zero. Do I have my famous sister, Chef Naomi?
Yes. Hi, Chef. Hi, Chef Sissy. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Can
you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear
me?
I
can hear you.
I can hear you.
Oh,
now.
Great.
I'm trying to hear you. We're live.
Oh.
So,
okay,
perfect. We're talking about sisters manifesting. And
okay,
I know you got great, great juicy stuff. Tell people who you are first. Yeah, I need a little blog about who you are. And then I want you to tell me something that you've manifested, how you manifest what you manifest.
And you're directing that at me right now, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. You're sounding a little muffled to me. I can hear everybody else clearly, but you sound a little muffled. So I'm listening intently to hear your words clearly. So what you said was you wanted me to tell a little bit about myself and then tell about something that I've manifested, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So my name is Chef Ifayomi. Well, Ifayomi is my name. Chef Sessie referred to me as Fayomi because my name is a Yoruba name, and part of that is because I am a Iyawo, which is a practicing Yoruba priestess in training. And the Yoruba tradition, if for those of you who don't know anything about it, is one of the oldest African-based spiritual practices in the world. It's over 5,000 years old, and it's practiced primarily by the Yoruba people of Nigeria, West Africa. They came over here in the United States via the slave ships, and some of you may know it as the syncretisms of it is Santeria and Lakumi, or even what they practice in Brazil, Candomblé. And part of what that is one of the things that is important in the practice of the spiritual practice is holding high reverence for our ancestors. And so you all, I don't remember which one spoke on how your ancestors help and assist you. That's absolutely correct. So as an Iyawo, Yoruba priestess, I am not only manifesting on a regular basis for myself, but helping others to manifest as well by bringing them and putting them in alignment with their destiny, the destiny that they chose before they came to this earth. So prior to me even accepting this spiritual modality and this way of life for me, I knew that I was special, like, ever since I was a little girl. And it was really, really weird because I didn't know how to verbalize it. You know, I knew that there was something going on and with me that was different from everybody else. And part of that was that I would hear voices. I would hear people speaking and talking to me just like I'm speaking and talking to you all. And it was always so very, very clear. No ambiguity. It wasn't muffled. It wasn't anything. And most of the time when I would follow the instruction or be obedient to what was being said, whatever was being said to me, whether it was about myself, a person, a situation, a job, it always came true. Always, always, always came true. And so with that said, I started being who I am, even not even prior to connecting to my way of life spiritually. I was a manifester before that happened. You know, I would say things like, oh, you know, I want such and such and such. Well, to give you an example, my favorite car was a BMW. And I said, I'm going to have a BMW. I don't know how I'm going to have a BMW, but I am going to have it. And I had cut out a photograph and I had put it on my wall. And I also, in addition to that, now this is something different, I also wanted to learn how to drive a stick shift. So I didn't know how to drive a stick shift. So I was like, I'm going to learn how to drive a stick shift one day. Well, later on, I don't know, and I don't remember the time frame from when I actually decided that I wanted this car and wanted to learn how to drive a stick shift to the actual manifestation of it happen, because this was a little while ago. I don't remember the exact time frame. But not only did I end up getting a bright, shiny, cherry red BMW, brand spanking new, with leather seats, a sunroof top, but it was also a 5-speed car, and I was able to pay for it in full, which is also what I said was going to happen. So, and then moving forward, I had started, you know, aligning myself with what I call my mastermind group and just realizing that I am a manifestor and that, well, actually someone told me a long time ago when I didn't even realize and understand it, he quoted Laszlo and he said, you are an actualizer. You know, the things that you say, you actually actualize them. And I didn't, when it was told to me then, I didn't realize what it was, what he meant by that. But as I grew and as I evolved, in my spirituality and in connecting to who I am, who I really am, I realized that I was actualizing everything that I said. I used to, prior to being a plant-based chef, I wanted to dance professionally. And I had never, ever taken a dance class. You know, most professional dancers, they learn from a child or whatever. I went in at 19 years old. I said, I'm going to be a professional dancer. And then, you know, I ended up dancing with the premier company in Chicago. And the first time I auditioned with them, I didn't get in. I went and studied with some other people, dance professional, traveled the world dancing, and then came back to Chicago at 35 years old, auditioned with that same company, and I got in as a principal dancer. So just about everything. And then I started making lists and putting it on my board and my vision board and, you know, just really meditating on it. And I said that I was going to move to, I was born and raised in Chicago, and I always wanted to get out because it was always so cold, so terribly cold in the wintertime. And so I said I was going to move to a climate. The first thing on my list is I was going to move to a climate where it was at least 80 degrees most of the time, and the sun shined all the time, and I accomplished that. I live in Las Vegas, and I've been living here for quite some time. I travel quite a bit, and I have traveled to a lot of tropical places and, you know, again, where the sun shines a lot. So just about, there's a lot of things that I can think of, you know, and I could go on and on, that I've actually said, meditated on it, wrote it down, visualized it, spoke it out of my mouth, and it always, always manifests for me. I always know that everything is working out for me if I just keep myself in alignment and on a high vibration, and that's what I work to do on a regular basis.
Awesome. Now, for my video viewers, I have my lovely, lovely Dorothy. So we're talking about manifesting. Can we get you to talk about manifesting, how we can go about manifesting? I need information from you. For you guys that don't know, she is also another clairvoyant spiritual medium. She does interpretation of tarot cards, and she reads auras. She is what we call the ultimate shaman woman as well. She's another shaman about. So, and she is coming all the way, you guys. Are y'all ready for this? From New Zealand. So are you ready? So you guys, you're about to be in for a treat. Okay? Here we go. So say hi.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Where were you?
It's all good. It's all good. So tell people about yourself and that don't know you, because they probably haven't listened to you on Blog Talk or Express or any of those other things out there, because, you know, they just don't know. And it's okay. So give them a little blob about yourself and how you manifest something, because you're good at manifesting and good reading people too.
Thank you. So I'm a clairvoyant energy therapist. That's how I title myself, but it's my real stuff. I've got a desire and synesthetic therapy. I have got a desire and anatomy of physiology. I have got biophotonic light. Can we keep going? Okay. Are you right?
Yes, yes. I'm talking to my technical person.
Technical?
Yes.
And I did mediumship, and I got master teachers in Reiki and Station first in Reiki and Aquarian Energy. So when I was looking at this, I was like, why are all of these teachers saying this is the ultimate energy, but they're all carrying half a dozen modalities in New Zealand anyway? And why are they expanding on it? And so that's when I started looking for the vibrational expansion technique, which is really... there's multiple frequencies. You've got millions, if you like, in your body alone. Forget about the universe. So let's not narrow it down to a single frequency and try and give people what they need. The aura reading, I took a dancer first, and I bought an aura camera about 17 years ago, and I took it out to shows where I was doing 50 readings a day. And one day, I didn't read aura then. I could only do what I was shown to do by the people who sold the cameras, you know. And then I noticed one day I was seeing colors that went into the picture. And I thought, oh, this is interesting. And how did I know that? I would say to a person, see this purple here? And they'd go, there's no purple in that photo. So I would, then I started evolving past the camera, sold it. And then, as you know, I do my own CGI for pictures and videos now. So manifesting, manifesting is about attitude, actually. It's not really, I don't think, about goal setting. I've seen a lot of negative people set a goal and say, right, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it really well, and yet they haven't got the work ethic. You know, hard work, it doesn't have to be hard labor.
Right.
It's hard work. So if you love what you're doing, if you love what you're doing, the energy you put into it creates the return. You know, I am feeling successful, I'm not going to pretend I'm not, but it's not, it didn't happen overnight. You know, it took years of effort. I mean, there's a burgeoning group of people who think they can go without training and suddenly become the pinnacle of advisory or the pinnacle of, you know, I know everything. I have lost count of how many spiritual advisors talk quantum theory and have never even studied it, you know. And a few that have read a bit of Bruce Lipton. It's true, though. I like catching them out. You know me, right? I just go, boom, because I have studied it, and I've studied it to know what I'm doing. The reason I studied anatomy and physiology was to help, and I've got diplomas in massage as well, but it's to help me do what I do. It's not about anything else. It's about me understanding what I do and how to interpret that for other people in a way that's quite real. because I see auras, it was really important for me to align with the Life Institute of Germany. Because Dr. Fitzgerald was one of the first guys. He was this amazing guest. And his guest was, you can all do this, by the way, and why I bring this up is it actually helps with manifesting.
Right.
He stood on the balcony of the hotel. And he thought, well, if we've got this energetic connection, if we've got this light connection, because he's the photobiologist of Beecher, really. If we've got this light thing going on and we can show the plants that they do this and humans do that, there must be an awareness. So he stood on the balcony of the hotel on the third floor and he would stare at people, a person who was walking down the street and he'd stare as soon as he got them in their stairs, he said, and he said, you can guarantee every single one of these people would turn around and start looking around them. They didn't look at him, but they would start looking around them. They knew they were being watched or they had an uncomfortable feeling, that kind of thing. And I think we get that, except that we tend to dismiss it a little bit, right? And it's not always as important as in his case as it is. So the thing is, we recognize when attention is placed upon us from afar. And that's very powerful stuff, because it also means somebody else recognizes when your attention is placed on them from afar. Mm-hmm. That being the case, if you're thinking about manifesting something, what you need to be able to do is understand how something becomes manifest. For example, if you go and buy a house, you don't actually manifest the house. You manifest the opportunity to buy the house. Because if you didn't have the income, if you didn't have the deposit, if you didn't have good credit, you're not buying that house. That's not happening. So you've got a whole lot of things that have to be in place. So I get asked questions like that, and you recognize that too, right? People say, you know, am I going to move in 6 months' time? And they don't ask growth and they don't have any job prospects. They're not even looking for a job. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are you going to do to create things in your life? What do you need to do to get what you want? What you want in line? Are you right?
Yeah.
You want me to hand you back?
No. I'm fine. We're going back and forth. Just as I look over here, I'm looking over my shoulder. I have two computers going.
Just that whole understanding of the concept of process, I think, is what people lose a little bit. It's not a lot. And the process is, I can remember when my son was 3, this is really kind of cute, I guess, but he wanted something, and I said, look, you know, I was a solo mom, I didn't have a lot of money, and I said, well, I've got no money, and he said, can't you just go to the bank and get it? And some people never grow out of that mentality. So, of course, naturally, I explained that I had to work, save, blah, 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 to get my money. And then I had to do something, I had to buy groceries, and then money disappeared. So I explained to him the process. It's actually very business-like. But the thing here is so many people seem to skip that. You know, if you were given pocket money, or if you never had it, or if you stole it as a young person, very often the process somebody else goes through to get their money or to get what it is that manifested is lost. I've got something else here too. If you think having money is dirty, nasty, if the rich are filthy, if you've always got a downer on people who've got lots of assets, you're never going to have them because you're going to be putting yourself in a position of something you desire, something that you don't like, that you think is bad. And from that we can blame religious teachings that talk for years and all of our lives about money as evil and so on. Well, quite happily taking all your money off you on church day or on tithing or with other methodology, accumulating super riches, creating their own country within a country, and putting all of that money in their own pockets, you know.
Right.
So when we start looking at that and we look at the percentage that's paid to Africa for poor, hungry children, it's nothing compared to the massive amount of money that goes into them. We've got Samoan churches here, and people are required to tithe from the Samoan church. No matter what your money situation is, you're required to tithe. And the sad thing, as I said, is yes, they will help a person out if they're in trouble, but that's what the tithing is for, except that it's very small, it's very minimal compared to what they could do, and the burden comes down really to the government, which it does, we take care of people pretty well. But the whole point is, what is, you know, so come back to money and go, it doesn't happen without money. You know, unless you've got the gun and you can go fill the deer, if you want to eat, you pretty much have to buy your food. If you're in a city, you are disabled. You know, the cities are not set up for survival. They're set up for money. It's not serious change.
Sure.
And so you need to start right there. Get a good attitude about money. I see, I'm on that newest intuitive talk, and I really like it. But there's a lady on there who I have a lot of respect for, who's got on her there was a site she does donation only, and she's put this blurb that says that, you know, people do this for the money, and people have gone after saying, I don't want to buy into this. So I put a donation to them, I'll give them your services. She doesn't put it really simply like that, but it's what it means. And I'll put a donation to services rather than a fee, and then you can decide. The thing is, she's done two things. She's purposed herself. She's showing that her time is up to what you value it to be, not what she values it to be.
Right.
That's very important. But she's missed a crucial point. She has a full-time job. So it's a hobby for her, and she should probably say that.
Right. But
she has a full-time, well-paying job and a husband's business. So the financial aspect is a bad decision. Secondarily, as fun as she is, she's not qualified as such as about anything. So, you know, you start looking at this. If you get a person who's paid thousands, like my students who are trained in the vibration expansion technique, have paid me a couple of grand, $2,500, they've spent 18 months on average, 2 years, to train and have a certificate to say they know their stuff.
Right.
And then they go out. Then, you know, they want a return on that investment. The person who goes to university and there's no difference. The person who goes to university to get a degree pays out $20,000 to $40,000. So they want a return on that investment,
right?
Depending on what you're studying, you know, obviously it's cheaper and fairer. But if you're going to go and you want to be a teacher, you have to do 3 years, get a degree in whatever it is you want to teach, and then do another year of teach trainer in New Zealand. You have to do that anyway. It's never just one deal. If you want to be a doctor, you're going to uni for 8 years, and that's happening.
Right.
If you don't go for 8 years, you're not coming out with a doctorate. That's a lot of money.
Right.
That's a lot of money for that, and expended with no income. No income. You have to cover that, or you have to live on minimum or work part-time to put yourself around so that you've got a little bit of something. Live with your parents. Whatever you got to do, you've got to do that.
Right.
So these people charge accordingly. The more money and time they invest in their qualification, the higher they go up that ladder, the more value, and their qualification is what we see as the value. For example, you're not going to go to a backpack lawyer who says, I haven't got a law degree, but I can help you because I know lots. Stuff, right?
Right.
And I want you to pay me $500 an hour. But even a regular lawyer, you're going to go, he's a contract lawyer, he's worth maybe $100 an hour. To go to a criminal lawyer, a QC, or a person who can stand in court and do a good job, suddenly they're worth thousands, you know, $5,000 an hour. So we pay for that because we see the value of that. It's not a bullshit money. It's not a false job. It's a value based on something that they have proven themselves to be worthy of my hard-earned dollar. And we all need to accept and understand that. If we want to do that, life coaching and hypnotherapy, what I know is two of the biggest fake qualifications out there. People haven't gone to school anywhere, they haven't paid any gosh over. They haven't learned properly how to do it, but they want the return. And then, of course, they go, and this is what people in general do a lot. Why am I not making money in my business? Well, go and actually get things. But you've got energy exchange, and your energy exchange, the attention you're placing on that other person, hasn't got structure. And they can't feel the firm structure under the words that you say, behind the energy that you project. They're not feeling the confidence there. They're not hearing the words they need to hear because you haven't learned to craft very well. And that's the same with anything. I had a lady ask me why her website, her sold product wasn't doing well, and I said, it's not really a clairvoyant question. Let me go look at your site. And I had a look at it. She was selling a lot of crystals, and she had these straight out of the textbook, big explanations about self being found here in this part of the country at this degree and latitude. It was very technical, very correct. But people just want that. You know, they come and they want to know, oh, this will make me feel better, right? Why will it make me feel better? Why do I want that? Aside from the fact that it looks good, why do I want that? What will it do for me? And if you can do that prettily and concisely, that suits you, your way, your style, including you with your books, your cooking, all of that stuff, you know, a little bit of humor. It's easy to get intense about the things that we want to put out there. As soon as you're too intense and you're too serious, it's actually off-putting for people because they want to feel uplifted.
Right.
So from a manifestation point of view, just thinking about a job. If you want to manifest a job, firstly, let go of the idea you're manifesting a job at all for somebody else. doesn't mean I pay for the job. You're just leaving your journey. Okay?
Right.
They created it. They created the company, the business, the opening, the role itself. But that's manifesting.